Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with Tombo. This is season 6.
Scoop here.
Episode 1.
One, motherfucker.
Oh, man. What's up with you, Scoop?
Man, shit, just living, man. Got that, that comedy show coming up.
Right.
April 17th at Anaya's Banquet. You know what I'm saying? 420 smoking laugh. It's going to be real funny. And, oh, that's the bag I'm wrestling, got the paper bag thing going on. But, April 17th, 420, smoke and laugh at Anaya's Banquet in Pontiac, Michigan. It's going to be funny than a motherfucker. We got everybody there. Mike Larry, a couple of my people that's going to be on the card. I'm on the card. I'm fried right now. I can't remember. I knew him by heart earlier because I rehearsed it, but I'm fucked up now. So, come out. Come support, yo.
Yeah, I'm doing my little comedy, my little debut comedy.
Doing yours, man.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. It's going to be, I'm going to be a relationship guru. I'm going to be like Derek Jackson.
Who?
That nigga that been was lying to them hoes.
Lying to them.
Yeah, he was downplaying niggas and stuff. He was like, you need to leave them niggas alone. They do this, cheating niggas, blah, 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 blah. And that nigga ended up finding out that nigga was
cheating.
Yeah.
And dog, he was holding that girl hand so hard, dog. That shit was ridiculous, dog.
She's so goofy too, nigga. She was like, "You see a bonnet? This is the armor of God." I was like, "Bitch, get your
bonnet."
Yeah, bitch had a bonnet on.
Yeah, she was up there looking like a painter. Bitch, get out of here. What's wrong with you?
Let me get your goofy ass on.
I either want you to paint my walls or order a pizza, bitch. Get out of here, dog.
I was cracking up so hard.
I don't understand that, though, man. Anybody can cheat, dog. Anybody can cheat. And it just, girl, female or male.
Females definitely cheating, bro. You be seeing, you just got a Facebook jail.
Oh, yeah. I just got out of Facebook jail, so I got to be careful about what I say. Dog, I got put in on my birthday. I got released last night, you know what I'm saying? So I'm
just nigga free.
I'm back out here on the Facebook streets and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think somebody be reporting me or something on, dog. I don't know, man. I get in trouble for a lot of old posts, too. Like, so they'll catch some shit. I said in 2017. Like, I can't even say, One text was about a girl, her shoes. I was like, them bitches flat as hell. I was talking about her shoes, so they thought I was talking about bitches as them females.
Get hurt.
No, I'm talking about them shoes, them meats, them hoes you got on your feet. Them bitches was flat, nigga. Like, she had been walking on them bitches, nigga, from Selma. Terrible, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, leave me alone, Facebook. And I was in Facebook court, and they still locked me up, dog.
Man.
Bullshit, dog.
But yeah, I can't remember what comedy club I'm going to be at. But I put it on Facebook. But yeah, I'm going there. I'm going to be talking about relationships. All the shit I'm going to say is not true. I'm going to just say that. So I won't get in trouble.
That's, I can't even say that because a lot of this shit, it's personal experience.
But I over exaggerated. Like, some shit that might not be funny if I just tell the whole truth. I might add a little flair to it.
Being kidnapped in Utah ain't no exaggerations I need to put on that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna talk about
you know what I'm saying, a girl doodling, and and it was no toilet paper or nothing in the toilet, just a log. You know what I'm saying? I can't put no exaggeration on that.
True.
That's crazy.
And I'm going to talk about
even with booty acne. That's nasty.
Booty acne?
You said you were still hit. You said it.
Booty acne? Yeah, I still hit.
You got bumps on the booty. I ain't hitting it.
If it ain't like some disease, if it's a pimple, I can't control that bitch. Your booty
It's too many pimples on your booty. I'm sorry. You can't have booty acne and I still go with it.
I'm going to talk about side bitches.
Side bitches?
Yeah, like, these side bitches be out of control. Like, these side bitches want to be side bitch but won't have main bitches benefits. No, bitch, stay in your lane. I can't
comment and go against my side bitches because I'm a super side nigga, so...
But right, we know our role, though. We ain't trying to out
the
bitch.
So I ain't going against the side bitch or side nigga community.
Like, for example, when my granddaddy died, this is false, this is not true. When my granddaddy died, that's when my grandma found out that he had side bitches. This nigga been cheating on her for 45 years.
He cheated on her for 45 years?
Yeah, side bitches stayed.
Married or they was just shacking up?
Married.
You know, some folks in the South, they shack up.
That's how you know. Like, if I had a side bitch, she would have out the nigga. Put it on Facebook. I'm with this nigga, look at me in his bed. Bitch, stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's different too. Man, where these motherfuckers at?
They females, man. What you expect?
What are they doing? They, man, on 696.
Yeah. But, you know, what else I'm going to talk about? Me getting chased with a knife for cheating. Even though I wasn't cheating, but I was cheating, though. Man.
Dog, you know what I was just thinking about? What? That Prince Harry motherfucker.
The old nigga that died on the day DMX died?
Dog. Yeah, Prince Harry, that shit was crazy. Like, man, he was 99, bruh.
Nigga, like he was 112.
Yeah, he looked like he was dead already. But, like, they was treating this nigga like he was a my buddy. You know what I'm saying? Anything, give out on him, go get him some new batteries and put it in his ass and let's keep going. Like, nah, that shit is terrible, cuz.
Them niggas old, bro.
Oh, wow. Look what the cat drug in.
We got to talk to Cramp about her pictures on Instagram. Me? Yes.
What up, though, Mr. Fan?
They was delicious, but you shouldn't be doing that.
Hello.
Cuz I'm married. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, you're married.
It does.
I ain't seen no pictures. I don't know what they
go on Instagram on. _ Cramp. You'll see him.
What?
Instagram
so
_
Cramp. What you was on there doing? Being sexy as hell?
No, I was chilling.
Cause I know that.
She had a shirt on with no bra.
I mean,
in the mirror.
Better like, embrace that kind of stuff while
no,
you can. Cause once
yes,
these motherfuckers get to sagging, baby, it's a bad situation.
Maybe I was a drunk pick. You don't even realize.
I was on Instagram like, oh my gosh. Oh, in the name of. In the name of Allah.
You was doing your thirst trap?
Mm-hmm.
Thirst trap.
No, I wouldn't
like
occasional thirst trap.
I do not like girls that be on the thirst trap. I be saying they false advertising.
I be thirst trapping every now and again when I feel like it. I be racing it, though.
You get what you get.
My nigga retarded.
I was like, I like that gray shirt. That was a nice gray shirt.
Nice gray shirt. See your soul.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
I remember it.
I failed for the thirst trap once in my life. I don't fall for it no more.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the thirst trap?
Really
stay thirsty, my friend.
Y'all trying to get some likes.
Yeah, what's up with thirst traps,
ladies?
How
many likes can I get from this pic? That's what y'all be on. Y'all be trying to talk to the nigga.
Right.
Booty wide open, busting it open.
Oh, I don't do pictures like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't be naked.
Shit.
What
you think about a man if he a titty man? Ooh, look at you.
Now, I might hop on there with no shirt on my nipple ring, though, but I don't be all out there just
going
crazy.
It ain't intentional. Okay, you taking a picture with a shirt on with no bra, loose shirt. You think niggas ain't got x-ray vision to them nipples?
Like, well, that's their problem.
What?
Oh, that's their problem.
Yes.
You ain't never seen no titties before, big dog. It's just the titties.
I haven't seen your titties before. And now you got me curious.
I ain't looking at your titties. I ain't no titties.
Curious about what? My areolas? Hell, they... Look like titties. They titties.
No, I'm a titty man, but I just don't, you know, I don't look at y'all like that. Y'all my co-host, hey, you know, if I need somebody beat up, I might look at y'all like, hey, like I need you to beat somebody up.
get this bitch.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't look at you for your titties, because, like, they my girl. I can't look at that. But anyway, yeah.
Now, if you got them open, I might
had a situation like that one time where.
You just nasty.
But I'm just, like, I'm a human. Like, we are humans. If a girl got her titties open, you might.
Now, I look at, like, the other day, I seen this old lady titties on accident because I turned around. I was trying to get some bread. She was getting some bread. She was deep up in the,
and you
she
see
was deep up in the basket.
Me?
Them bitches look like two elbows. Them bitches like just swinging. Wasn't even in there, like, rubbing the bra. And I wasn't even all the way in there. I'm like, damn, those some old-ass titties. And she had raising nipples. I'm like,
bye.
She was about to go to a figure eight. She was like,
she could have. could have swung one of them bitches around. Look at that. He's been up here.
They weren't the type of bitch you could fuck from the back and suck her titties.
Hey, that might be something if an old lady could swing her titty around her neck and lick it.
Man, shout out to you. You a bad bitch for that one.
Something else, dog.
I don't ever want to be capable of doing that.
To see that? Hell yeah. I like orangutan titty. I don't like the perky shit.
She got some big old ones like swing one of them bitches around her neck.
Nigga, we percolating next month.
I like a regular team too.
Stay on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. I surely will. Yeah, I well,
Memorial Day weekend. Please, I was like, go on my page.
I was like, oh my gosh, she in front of a mirror. I was like, oh man.
I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
I swear.
On Earth. No great to the day.
What?
He was in a.
She had to not.
Were you in a hotel room, madam?
Man, oh dog. Gosh. You know how some people death.
We gonna figure this out.
You know how together. Some people death like overcomes the other death. You know what
I appreciate
saying?
It. Don't get it wrong. I appreciate it.
Do you get that? Like, somebody died on the same day, and then somebody ain't talking about the other person, but they talking about the main person. One time, I ain't, this ain't no racist thing, but I'm glad it was a black boy this time, because it was DMX, and everybody forgot about Prince. You know
Right. I didn't even know that nigga died. Seriously.
It was like DMX died. Oh, man, Prince died. Who? Anyway, yeah, DMX died, my nigga. That was, you know what I'm saying?
We were talking about that, too. My boy was like, man, DMX. I said, damn, they said, so is Prince Charles or Prince Harry. I said, who the fuck is that?
The Prince
nigga from England. I'm like, why did I give a fuck about that? But DMX died, though?
Man, I used to be
outside. I didn't even know he passed away.
I said the old nigga that looked like
I
worked
at the bus stop listening to DMX barking and shit because my mom.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Boom, just barking at niggas and shit, dog. At the bus
man.
Stop.
Barking. People was like, you ain't playing DMX? I said, no. They was like, why not? I said, I haven't. I didn't play the nigga when
put
he was alive.
I love DMX with my whole heart.
I fuck with him.
Like, I can
I didn't grow up on DMX. I grew up on DMX a little bit, but not like to play his music all damn day.
But that's the thing,
that
though.
Was hard,
like,
huh?
Don't get me wrong. He is a very great lyricist. The prayers that he used to lead used to be like so touching. Like, whoever knew such a thug ass nigga would be so in tune with God. You know what I'm saying? But he was just on some fucking bullshit because, nigga, you 50 years old, you still doing crack? God
damn.
Man, that's just the addiction. I mean,
Lamar Odom still on
the dope ain't even that good no more. Like, niggas is going back to weed.
You
know what I'm saying?
No, they cut you with fentanyl now.
And then, listen, no, on some real shit, I do some history on DMX. They found some shit in this backyard. They couldn't even call it what type of drug it was. Back in the day when with them dead dogs. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how true it was. They said he didn't die from overdose. They said he took that fucking
vaccine. They said it was a vaccine. But,
he
failed to the succumbs of media, and then he uprode. He came up out that shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's also why he was doing really, really good at some point. That's
Whitney Houston died from cocaine, so.
He all died at 50.
You know what I'm saying? Crack cocaine, it ain't no difference. You know what I'm saying?
But
it ain't
recipe,
no difference. If that's
recipe.
Your addiction, that's what got you. I might die from the honey pack with diabetes. But anyway.
Goodbye.
That's your addiction.
I'm going to die from pictures.
You gonna die from pictures.
Be like,
but you gonna get a heart attack? Yes, you gonna die from a heart. Oh, there's some pretty titties. Boy, you better chill out.
I'm playing. I love you, baby. Hey, baby.
Man.
What was y'all talking about today?
No, we just talking about our comedy shows.
Fucking Lakers beat the Nets and they had LeBron nor AD.
Oh, okay then. We'll turn up then.
Fuck the Lakers.
Yeah.
Well, turn up then, God doggy.
Hey, what else I wanted to talk about? We was talking about Derrick Jackson. That nigga was funny.
Relationship fraud.
Guru.
That nigga is full of...
Y'all believed him.
He's full of baloney.
Y'all believed him. Not y'all as in y'all two. Y'all as in y'all female race.
Female race. Y'all believe... ain't he right?
I didn't necessarily believe him, but I'm not going to lie that I did like the shit that he was saying.
Yeah,
like,
he was
like, he didn't necessarily stand by it, but that doesn't change the fact that a lot of the shit that he was saying, don't shoot the messenger. Get
the
fucking message.
But the thing about with dudes,
cornball,
the dude, thank you. The dude, and he made me mad because he was a dark skinned nigga too. And I was mad about that. Like, why does dark skinned nigga say this goofy light skinned shit?
Ooh,
like, dog.
First
like,
of all, is this an L for your
home? It's a lot of dark skinned niggas say some goofy ass shit.
But I understand that, but they underground, huh?
Why gotta be colored?
Because.
Why gotta be a black man saying some dumb ass shit like
No, 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 no. We can't do that because that means all of us.
Shit, it is hell.
It no, is.
If a light skin do, I feel better with myself.
Mm-mm. He's still a black man.
I'm better with myself.
See, they be talking about.
I do. I don't like light skin dudes.
The right, the black, the black folks is racist against the lighter folks.
Man. I love all my black people, but y'all light skin niggas.
My granny was so fucking like, she was really partial to light skinned people. Like when my mother started bringing my father and stepfather around, how ugly is he? That was equivalent to how black is he?
Black is he.
And it's so weird because when I say I am so infatuated with dark skin, like if my first kid don't come out and be dark skin, I'm going to be crushed. And I know it's not because me and my nigga clear.
You know what? You know what? I say it like this. Like, I like all I'm dark skin. But it's like it got to be a certain persona. Like, she can be dark, she can be light, but she got to be a certain way.
I mean, absolutely. I'm just attracted to... For me to
like it like that. Now, I've talked to a girl so dark, like, her name was Pepper. This nigga, she was in college, but she was sexy as a motherfucker. And I didn't even know she liked me. She's like, hey, Kildy, you talking to me?
Hey, boo, hey. I love her. Shout out to Pepper.
I love dark-skinned women, light-skinned girls.
Tail ass up.
I love chocolate.
Puerto Rican girls.
Oh, Puerto Ricans. Oh, Lord.
Mom, can I play on my tablet? Didn't I say no electronics?
No, you can't play on my tablet. I love being a Latin girl, dog.
Because I have my reasons.
I help y'all, brother. Come on.
I like a Latin girl, but you know what's getting on my nerves lately with women is all this goddamn hair in the bathroom. Like, what the fuck? Is you?
As much makeup as I wear, that's the one thing I hate as well.
I was gonna say I have to clean the sink. I can't leave it.
Dog, I hate. Like, hair I clean in the it out my brush dog.
After I finish brushing my hair.
I hate clutter. I hate mess.
Yeah, like
I hate hair on the bathroom floor. Like,
I don't like hair. Like, after I finish brushing my hair and I know it's shit, I'm immediately, like, I'm cleaning my brush and I'm throwing it in the garbage. Because if I take a shower and that bitch
get on my toes, I'm getting right back in the shower.
Yeah, you can't take it back. It's like, ugh.
Like, damn,
I got a question.
I don't like white girl hair either.
When you wash your clothes and you dry them, right? Mm-hmm. When you get your clothes out the dryer and you drop something, do you need to wash that?
No. I do.
Wait, what you mean? Why? Out the dryer?
It feels weird.
Y'all weird.
You drop it out the dryer or the washer?
You drop it out the dryer.
No. You ain't got to wash
it. The washer, maybe.
The washer, yeah. If I drop something on the floor after I get it out the washer, going to the dryer, yeah, I'm going to dry it again. I mean, I'm going to wash it again. But a dryer, nah.
I thought that shit was hot. Because it's just like a sock. It just makes me feel some type of...
Yeah, or some drawers.
Which is a towel.
No, I ain't dropping no towel. I ain't dropping no towel. Because when I take the towels out, I fold them instantly. And then I put all the other clothes on top of my towels. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, you be folding your clothes right now?
My grandma taught me, yes.
I don't fold my clothes. See, fuck all y'all, because for some odd reason, I got lazy when I got on my own. I still got clothes I washed 2 weeks ago that I haven't folded.
Man, my grandma taught me everything. She said,
I'm about to get tested. I'd be like, do I need this?
I hate folding clothes, so I just hang my shit up real fast.
She said, baby, you might not find nobody when you grow up, so you need to learn everything right now. And dog, on Saturdays, I used to be like, fucking fold my clothes, put in my fucking bed sheets, changing sheets and shit like that. She used to teach me everything.
That's
I'm going to be more responsible. One day.
Then I used to take sips of her drink behind her back while she was cooking and learn how to cook.
I had to learn. I had to learn how to cook. My grandma told me that. She said, "You might meet a woman that can't cook." I was like, "No, I'm gonna give me a woman that cook."
Yeah.
My wife can't cook. Not you, baby. The other one. But my wife
can't
cook.
I cook most better than most women out there anyway. I don't know why, but that's how it ended up being.
She don't cook.
I'm a whole catch, but these bitches be tripping. Fuck y'all. Anyway. Oh, yeah, I had a moment. You all right?
It's all right.
Let's go. You ain't got no bra on. I remember you said you had no bra on, but I ain't looking. But I remember you said that.
You said you had no bra.
You see how I just been looking at you the whole time? Like,
that was sponsored by Kavassi. Anyway, yeah.
I think I am, Carrie.
I know
you're
I am what? Lightweight.
A pervert. Yeah. Like, when I get old, an old man, I'm going to be nasty as hell.
I
ain't no pervert,
but I like
but pervert
shit.
In a good way.
When
is there ever a good way to be a pervert?
It's a good way to be a pervert. Like, you can be a responsible pervert.
How you be a responsible pervert? Please,
like, you can be a pervert, but be respectful. I mean, a respectful pervert.
A respectful pervert?
Yeah, like, you know, you see some nipples, you be like...
You gonna tell her, hey, your nipple hanging out, baby.
No, you just...
I'm gonna tell her. Hey, I saw it, but look, your nipple hanging out.
She don't need you to tell her her nipples is out. Unless it's showing, like physically showing.
No, I'm saying she got some certain, just with one nipple out. I can't tell her that a nipple out. I'm going to help her.
This episode will be sponsored by How to Be a Responsible Pervert.
It might be, look, it might be a dirtier pervert than me that just try to go over there and brush against the nipple. You know,
you talking about it's popped out, the whole nipple is
out?
Yeah,
just something just popped out like, bam.
I ain't talking about popped out, I can just see it. Like, you know, you see it, they'll be like.
I thought you were talking about seeing
you
it.
Had
like,
the, you had the strip club and one pussy lip pop out. But, hey, baby, your lip out. You better get your lip.
That's a strip club, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if she know a lip out. You need to get your bat wing.
Not the bat wing. Hey,
the Arby's out. Arby's out.
Dog, stop.
Not a bat. What the fuck?
God. You don't know what a bat wing is? That's when that like, is like that. That's
when the light hit it.
That I'm so
like
fucking
Arby's. Yeah, Arby's. That's what I'm saying. The Arby's joint.
Like the bat wing is like that, but the bat wing be over there.
I'm fucking
to be
sick
together,
of your
but
it's
shit,
like
sir.
Wingy.
Don't think you need a light, and all the niggas become
like you. And like it didn't like it. It's when you do it, when you have a sack with a cup. That's how I think, dog.
At this point, get this man a fucking social security check. I can't take
you
it.
You see the bat wing?
No.
Oh, man.
I can picture you from out thinking about it.
Bro, at this point, we need video footage because
nobody would never believe this shit. Right here.
What the fuck
are
we doing?
It's sucking when you go in there.
That motherfucker be
like,
sounding like the twins.
Like parachute
to
out.
My name
like
is Peaches,
wing.
And I'm the best.
I have flew off the bed before.
So, Crump and Carrie, can y'all please teach us how to be a respectful pervert?
There's no respectful way to be a pervert.
It is. You're supposed to look and don't touch. Okay. Even if you get caught gawking, it'd be like, oh, okay, this nigga's looked at it or whatever,
yeah,
but he ain't like really acting on his feelings.
Okay, like, okay.
A nigga would really walk over to
you. Yeah, I'm paying homage. I see your body. You been working. I see you. Not the nigga be like, oh yeah, oh.
See,
that's
some
nasty.
Girls,
but
some,
that's
girls,
how
some girls,
be, though.
Some right. girls wear them one like spandex or some shits.
No fucking.
If the sun hit them just right, you can see straight through. He'd be like,
thank
hate you,
you,
bitch.
Thank you, universe.
Why the fuck is you at motherfucking 7-Eleven with these goddamn stretchies on? And then these new motherfucking Amazon things. See now. I'll be working there, and I'll be filling the Jiffy Pad. Like, yeah, I think them the Amazon draws. You know,
yep. Be having on no fucking
got
one
another
pieces.
Lucky customer. I wonder what that booty look gonna look like.
Just all leggings. Like, y'all just need to stop wearing leggings.
We shouldn't have came so.
Leggings. And then
we shouldn't have
see,
came
like,
so.
What's the thingy majiggers y'all be wearing? Like
thongs.
Not the thongs, but it's like the lace front. You be seeing it? You be seeing the pattern? You be like,
oh,
the
pattern of the lace, yeah.
Yeah, you be like, that's Victoria's Secret, page 12.
Yeah, the whole looking and not touching thing is the respectful thing, though.
Okay.
And you can give compliments.
Okay, it's the whole
agree.
Looking and not
that's
what?
Oh, them black panties
looking
look good,
touching.
But them black panties ain't
oh,
showing.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
No, I ain't gonna touch you.
No, I ain't gonna touch. That's jail time.
But it's we run across niggas like, grabbing our arms while we walking down the street.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
that's
okay.
Super aggressive nigga.
But that's not okay.
That right.
People, like, why
I done damn
okay
got my jaw broken.
Like,
right.
I ain't never been that nigga.
And this is another reason why I hate going to the club or why I don't club. Grabbing you just to get past you, like you don't felt your whole vagina, your ass. Titties and
talk.
Oh, excuse me, man.
No,
yeah,
I didn't
see that. That must be a Detroit thing. I don't know about
like,
that.
Like, I remember one time, like, a lady, I was schooling, and I just, like, oh, excuse me, man. And I don't be on so I know how y'all are. I'm like, I don't want to touch you, but I got to move
okay.
out my way.
Can I say something?
But I don't be like, ooh, baby, let me get your booty here. Ooh, ooh.
No,
say something.
Yeah, niggas be thirsty,
just
like
this.
See,
me,
them niggas
it.
Don't
rub
know.
That shit right across your butt, like.
Yeah, like
okay.
But well, you might say that. If you think about it, y'all might have saved a life, though, to be honest.
I might
have
say something right quick. I don't know. This is just my persona. Like, okay. You say niggas grab you to walk by, and you just rub their dick on you and all that
they
shit
try.
To walk by. I don't. When I get to the club, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just some bullshit inside of me. But in my mind, in my head, Rich Homie Quan be playing. Walk through.
Oh.
And I don't want to touch nobody. I'm just in that bitch. Excuse me. And I ain't touching you, bitch.
Like, hands be up in the air like, excuse me. I don't want to bump into none of you motherfuckers. None of that.
I'm just in that bitch. Like, bitch, you looking at me. I'm fine as the motherfucker.
I know. I feel
you know
that.
What I'm saying? I'm just walking through that bitch till I get to where I'm at. And I get my drink and I chill. And then I get the super aggressive nigga always going to get talked about. And usually he musty, too. So,
Times out of 10, and like, nigga, smell in some type of way.
Yeah, like, you
okay.
Just left the county.
You can't be musty and aggressive, nigga.
Yeah,
get
you
your musty ass.
Musty and aggressive, right. I don't know. It's just some niggas is different. I don't have that persona where I'm just trying to get the first thing I see. Like, when I go to a club, I'm not looking to take some home that night. Because if I do, I don't want you, because then I'm going to toss you. You know what I'm saying? So, unless I'm super drunk and woogie out. But anyway, yeah. But I just be chilling, like, so I don't be on that. But I have ran across some super aggressive women that's like that, though.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Me too, like grabbing dick.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't do that no more. I don't go to clubs because I'm married and I'm faithful and everything.
My snickers been grabbed a few times.
Oh, I've been grabbed before, but it wasn't all I'm like, whatever.
As a woman,
I might have saved a life, though. You never know.
As a woman, I have a question. When you're out and you're dancing, you know, with your girls, do you, like, pull over and dance? Not, like, really pull over and dance, but do you dance by yourself or do you dance with your homegirls?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, huh? I don't dance.
Okay.
I mean, I don't be dancing in public.
Yeah.
If I'm on vacation.
Like, I don't be in a club just breaking it down, but, like, when I do dance, I will, like, you know, I don't be all, like, crazy gay or nothing, but I will, like, turn my ass toward my homegirl. Yeah.
So that's why y'all do that. I thought y'all was on some freaky
no,
stuff.
No, we
like,
just don't.
Yeah, niggas
that
get confused about that.
Yeah,
I'll
be enjoying it. I'm
glad you said that. When girls
dance
like on girls, and y'all out of town.
Walk up and start dancing with her.
Yeah.
That's niggas get confused.
Oh,
like,
I'm like, oh, y'all some gang shit.
I'm like, look, niggas be like, I'm gonna get a 2-for-1, nigga.
No, I really just don't want no funny ass nigga. I turn around and you be behind me like, nigga, you ain't my man. Scoot the fuck
over. Sometimes I just watch that shit, you know, to see how it is, because you can get some shit misconstrued and you'll be fucked up and they'll be mad at you.
Every drunk girl ain't good.
Right, okay.
I be thinking that. Not every girl. I be seeing some gay shit. I'm like, oh, but I enjoy it. Like, I be like, okay, yeah.
I
enjoy the show and go
about
my business.
Keep motherfuckers off my ass. If I'm in a club and I want to drop down and get my eagle on, I don't want to come back up and your ass is behind.
Right,
like,
let me
dance.
I need to lose some energy back.
Okay, let me ask y'all this question.
That's how I be feeling.
What do females feel about that one nigga that's off to the side just dancing by himself?
That nigga a weirdo.
I'm in the club so fucking drunk, I don't even see you, honey.
Yeah,
turn up.
Everything is like a straight narrow.
No, I'm just saying, but that one nigga, like, he just over there vibing to his
I be so cool. That's the nigga I go over there and be like, what you standing on the wall for? Come party with us.
That be me, goddamn it. I ain't gonna lie.
He know what's up.
I just
that be motherfucking
he really be setting this shit up like, I'ma just wait. Then all the cute bitches gonna pull up. Cause I ain't gonna be doing
you know
nothing.
What?
I'm gonna be
listen,
nigga in the
club. I'm
gonna
tell you this. I'm gonna tell you
this.
God honest
shit.
Truth. I will go to a city that I don't. Nobody fucking know me. And I'll be a wallflower till about 1:15. Cause I know that bitch about to shut down like 1:40. But 1:15, I'm lit. Now I'm about to cut her up. Motherfuckers like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this nigga, dog? So then the second time I go there, they be like, yeah, you was fooling last week, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit funny as fuck.
This nigga be scheming this shit?
No, I don't be scheming. It's just the shit I do. You know, because I got people surrounding. It could
What's
be gang,
son?
Huh?
What's your
name? He a Pisces.
So it could be some gang motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Right, 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 right.
So I'll peep the scene first, like, oh, okay, now.
All right, let me make sure I can move around.
Right, I can move around. Because that shit, I was in motherfucking Utah.
I'm not really into crowds, though. Like, that'd be my thing.
Me neither. I don't trust niggas,
man.
Like,
go out of town. Listen,
I will. Like, if I don't know y'all, I really don't be, you know. I might go and be cordial, but I can't, like, be comfortable because it'd be so many people. Like,
dog, I will go out of town and do everybody dance in my neighborhood that I know how to do.
Like, nigga, see you in the second day.
Because they don't know who the fuck I am. All they know is that nigga can dance. That's all they know.
Okay.
Nah, I worked at, I did private shows.
I'm dead.
Well, you a
First
stripper?
All,
used to be back in my day.
I did that 3 times in college.
I had to get some money.
I did that to pay for college when I was 18.
Yeah, man.
Such
that
a
shit
misguided.
Was crazy.
I used to go to OU, do dances, all that shit.
3 times in college because I was busting it loose. My name was Jock Branch.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Chalk and Thunder.
Get it, Jock Branch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where I got the Carmen and DeMole.
They said your porno name got to be your middle name and your street you grew up on. So what would your porno name be?
You said what?
Your porno name got to be your middle name and the street you grew
second,
up on.
I
got two middle names.
Whoa.
What's fucked up is that my shit is cold.
I got two middle
that's
names.
That's fucked up because that shit sound like damn.
Wait one second. Why I got to wait 1 second?
Somebody. You said.
It's either going to be Princess Rose or Candace Rose. But I got that's both my middle names.
Ooh. That's delicious. That's delicious.
Oh, no. you write down what I said. Okay, you putting it in the Bible, yeah. It's better get it on my testaments, goddamn.
Yeah, I got you.
Your right, porno
I definitely want to be a prophet in your Bible, okay?
I said,
have you been seeing what I've been saying on there on Facebook?
Yeah, I've been seeing. Oh, yeah. I've just been in jail, so I've been on punishment. I couldn't comment. I'm out now, so we can talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. I got to watch what I say.
They let you out on parole?
Yeah, I'm out on parole.
Facebook.
I think this my like fourth strike. I'm through. All right.
You said porno name. We're gonna nail this middle name.
Your porno name gotta be your middle name in the streets you grew up on.
So what would be your porno name? You said what?
It would either be Candace Rose or Princess Rose.
Ooh. That's fire though. That's fire. I give a lie. I watch that. Princess Rose.
Searching that shit. Let me give you a Princess Rose.
That shit fire though.
If I want to be sophisticated, it'd be Antonys Rutherford. But if I want to be a slutty hoe, it'd be Antonys Payton. That sounds like Antonys a bitch that'll take you down there. Ooh, take you down through there. Like, I think I want Antonys Payton. It sounds like some triple XL.
Hypothetically, search deep through. My name would be Jock Branch.
Jock Branch.
I'm dead.
Mine would be Perry Putnam. Perry Johnson. Perry Johnson.
Because you know what?
Perry Putnam.
Because it's how you can be like a lawyer. Remember Perry Mason? Perry Johnson.
Perry Putnam blew a train.
Now we gotta start making up titles for the porno that we're never gonna make.
I'll make a porno.
Perry Putnam.
Because you can pronounce it. You can pronounce it anyway. Putnam or Putnam.
Should be crazy.
I'm about to put that on Facebook. What would be your porno name?
Don't be stealing that shit, nigga. Go ahead. Just tag me in, goddamn it.
Oh, okay. What would be your porno?
School.
I just made a video. That's going to be one of our clips for this episode.
Yep.
What would be your porno name?
Email us that shit. Tell me your porno name.
Anybody watching? Your porno name.
Gotta be your middle name and the street you grew up on.
Your middle name and then the street.
That is gonna be extremely interesting.
Hell yeah.
It's just like what you said would be your tag name if you was on Christian Media.
Like LaShawna Dexter Boulevard. Oh, goddamn.
You remember that? We was like, what would be your name thing? But your username.
Oh, yeah. Your username.
The Long Disciple.
Come get some.
Deacon Zaddy.
Christian Mingle.
Deacon Zaddy.
The Mingling Christian.
What's that one shit? You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Your farmers? Oh, what would be your farmer name? They got so many. Oh, man. I want to do porn.
I think Crump is coming.
This nigga just started. I decided they got mad and said, I want to do porn.
I do. I'm sick and tired of working.
I'm tired of working too because I want to invent something, dog.
I'm about to start pimping hoes. They giving it out for
Anyway. Pimp me? No, you can't pimp me. I'm married.
Pimping.
I think my wife will let
me. He's married Monday through Friday.
I think my wife will let me go out there and fuck if I'm bringing that cheese home. I think she
will. Fucking kill.
She won't fuck me no more. You know she won't be funny, but hey, you know,
I can't be no whore because it's people too nasty nowadays, man.
They don't take precautions.
You know what I'm saying? I try to start an OnlyFans and a nigga asks for a picture of my asshole.
That's
delete.
That's
abort. I can't do that. No. If people too nasty, I can't show you my booty.
Who asks for shit like that? Niggas be weird. I swear
nigga,
to God.
Wait, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. I told my homegirl.
Feet fetish?
Yeah.
I told my homegirl.
We'll give up like $300 to $600 for feet pictures.
I told my homegirl. I don't know if they want to see these fucked up motherfuckers. I'm like, why you putting this shit out for free? Nigga, you better charge niggas for this
monetize.
Shit.
Monetize. Hey. Hell yeah.
What you do is, you just, when guys want feet pics, if you feel weird about sending feet pics, I would just Google the feet, send it to them, they send you Cash App.
That's what I'm gonna do, dog. That's nasty. I ain't doing none of that
like
shit.
Like that.
I hate toes.
Yeah.
We talk about that shit at work. My homegirl, like, she got.
It's cool if you know. If you got some pretty feet, you know what I'm saying? You can fuck with me, you know, a little bit. You like putting it on me a little bit. But if you got, like, crustaceans and bunions, dog. Like, for real. If you got that Kanko ash. That shit.
Yeah, like, bitch, you be working in construction. You be working in construction.
Who want to be?
A jellyfish?
You want a jellyfish? Huh? Oh, you want some weird shit. June 4th, just so y'all niggas want to buy tigers and jellyfishes.
What's wrong with jellyfish?
Oh, I ain't about jellyfish to get one. You get your ass stung. That, okay, you get stung,
no,
who you get the piss on?
Oh, fuck
they
them
not crocodile Dundee. I'm not going to have my hand in no thing.
I love what, you got to feed it? You got to clean the tank?
One on each side of my bed so it can glow in my room.
See, that's that porno shit. That's that porno shit.
She freaking
motherfucker.
What's the difference between that's a twist with the heaven? I tell you, I fuck with you. That porno shit. Fucking in the jellyfish coming around, that shit fire.
Huh? Right. If that shit fire. And then I'm gonna piss on you. Then that's what she gotta do after that.
Put your dick in the water.
Take his dick in there and get stung. You go piss on him.
And then rub his butt with a flower. I mean, not a flower, a feather.
I am scared, okay? Because what the fuck?
Wait, would you get pissed on?
I tell somebody to stick their dick in the fucking jellyfish tank. That's
a rule. Stick your dick in the jellyfish tank.
What? Stick
your dick in the jellyfish tank.
You gotta clean. Listen. You gotta clean your freaking bedroom tank. All right, you gotta clean. You gotta clean.
I'm gonna pay somebody.
Let me see.
You
can
gonna
I
pay
stand
somebody?
The rain.
Okay, you. All right, then. I'm about to say, if you do it and they stink you, who you gonna get the piss on you?
What?
Because she said she wanted two jellyfish on the east side of her, whatever, her domain for freakiness, right?
Yeah.
So I said, who you go get to clean your freaky tank? She said she go get somebody to clean. I said, okay, cool. Because if she cleaned it and she gets stung, who she go get the piss on?
I see what your point is.
That's something I would
his
have
ass gonna be stung the fuck up, nigga. Take this with you.
Would you get pissed on anybody in here?
No.
You
sound like you've been pissed on.
I haven't been.
Hey,
I've been pissed on my son.
Hey, you
pissed on because changing nigga diapers.
I don't know. I don't know because
professionally pissed on. No.
I think that squirt. Yeah. I think squirt is like some piss in there.
I don't think that's piss.
Like
it.
you ever sprung your ankle dodging some squirt?
Nah, hell no.
I fell out the bed, nigga. Just like
I embrace it.
You nasty. You ain't finna just put that on. I got hit up one time. And it was just everywhere.
I think that's how my beard got a little thicker.
I was crying for like 3 days because it got
I'd have been
my
screaming,
lip.
No!
You been screaming, y'all. You saw you like you, Ryu, doing a goddamn move. Yo! That's nasty,
dog.
No.
Man, I think my beard got a little thicker because of
that's nasty.
Vagina juice.
You know what? Commercial, please.
She pissed on the nigga before. Yeah.
I never pissed on
you. Oh, y'all must be over here Yellowstoning it.
No.
Yeah, I know Carrie Freak. Yeah,
y'all some guys. Y'all some geysers over here. Young geysers.
I don't pee on people. I don't pee on my friends.
Young brawlers geyser over here.
No, I have not.
I don't
that's
pee
weird.
On my friends.
I want to be attracted to a man.
No, don't come
really?
On Squirt. Squirt is pee in there too. So that's what I said, young guy.
Yeah, that's why she looking over there. Yeah.
Young guys, look, she got the rub in that chair higher than a motherfucker. She got nervous.
My auntie said that it's different.
My
auntie said it's different. It comes from different places. And it's two separate liquids.
I think so too.
Because like you can kind of smell your pee, even if you like completely alkaline. You know what your urine smell like.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've squirted before.
I try not to let the squirt get on me.
I've squirted before. This was in my past life before I met
your
cousin.
You don't
want to
hear
the
conversation.
Whoa. Go deeper.
It's an experience. Oh, which one? Okay, I was about to say, oh my God, cut the camera. Okay? But no, like, it's not pee.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
it's a totally different, like, type of It's not pee. It's not pee.
So squirt is not pee.
And I was like super scared because
it's like saying
that was one
pee.
Of the biggest misconceptions. Squirt is pee. Well, let me go ahead and pee before we pop this off because what you won't say is I peed on you.
Right.
I'm almost 40 years old, so most of my pee don't you. No.
Hold on. I just got a visionary. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
Me too.
And you said you went and urinated, so you made sure he wouldn't be like, hey, this is pee.
Yes.
So you made sure that you got your urine out so you can be prepared to squirt on this nigga.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
That's
one compliment. Yeah. That's why I look at her as my sister. I want no problems from this one over here.
I do.
No problem. Oh.
Tumbo.
Rain on me.
Hate him.
Hey. SWV.
But no, it's different.
You was Ashanti in there. I was over here playing SWV.
Yes.
That's just like when guys, like, people be saying, like, pre-cum and cum are different.
No,
like, is it really because both can get you pregnant?
It is. No, that's just letting you know, like, I like what you're doing. Now, when I go, like I got an end of a fucking street fight, you know what I'm saying? That's when that's coming out. Like, all right, like, and I'm going to cuddle with you for, like, 15 minutes.
I think that's similar to guys thinking that coming orgasm.
Yeah.
It's not.
For y'all, it's not. But for us, it is.
No, I'm saying, I was comparing the pre-cum to that.
Oh, yes. No, yes. I'm just like, if I pre-cum, I'm like, oh, yeah.
You going to get this two strokes in a swirl.
He gets it right there.
You rubbing the spot.
She doing the boobity boop.
Like you're a dog. Like, you be rubbing like you're a dog. You're like, Yeah.
Like, I'm like, eat the pussy.
Right. No, that's a given.
Not the situation.
That's a given. You got
not the situation of pussy eater, okay?
Time out. Time out. She don't know who the fuck I am. She said,
he's situational, baby. He.
I ain't got a choice to eat the pussy, man.
No, I'm saying, like, if you bust, you supposed to get her right.
Yeah, of course. That's like in that
it's
small
like an unwritten
time.
Rule.
I have a different
until
type
you
of
get
penis.
That shit back right.
I have a different type of penis. Okay.
Say he don't got to do that shit.
You will get right. I guarantee it. I'm gonna make sure
two
pumps
in
this
world for me. Fuck that shit.
Before
I got shit to do.
I get it right.
You swear you got some shit to do, but nothing to do. Go home, go to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure she gets right before I get right. And then you gonna be like, damn, that nigga ain't even eat the pussy. And then when
I'm never
eat the pussy,
that.
When my conditional situational
like
day comes, who?
That's how y'all Pisces begin. Y'all start with the mind.
We do.
You got to.
We do.
It's a good thing.
Fuck all that shit. I gotta eat the vagina.
If it's worth
the whole
it.
Day with the club, how you set the scene.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck her good. I ain't gonna give her no head. But then when I come back, I'm gonna give her some head. The head gonna be good. Any dick gonna be good? Not this bitch crazy.
Yep. Why is she slashing my tires?
Why is she tracking me from state to state?
Nigga gonna come out windows busting. Y'all ain't say no when a fat bitch jumped on me.
Look. What the fuck was happening after that bitch jumped on me?
I talked to my boy and he was like, what's up, man? I said, man, I gotta go. He said, we just got here. I said, yeah, but I'm about to catch a bus. He's like, you about to catch a bus? I'm like, yeah, I'm out. Bitch was like, oh my shit, just finding me everywhere I was at. Like, this bitch is crazy, cuz.
Man. I gotta eat the vagina. I like eating vagina for me. What? Fuck you.
Touch the bottom of her soul, that bitch couldn't let go.
You rubbing against the
couch. Oh, okay. I thought it was brrr.
I gotta eat the vagina. I have to.
I said, excuse me.
I'm somebody fine.
I started to try to fuck with you. Like, don't act like you was.
But yeah, like I was saying, I gotta eat the vagina. I like eating vagina for me.
I love that shit. Some girls, some women, if I like them, I've been talking to them for a while, and the first time I meet them, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna play with her mind even more. I'm gonna eat a pussy, not give it no dick, and go to sleep.
Yep, that's what I do.
Girl, sex
and then
is annoying.
She be like,
to give, not to receive.
My wife raped
give
me.
It is like.
My wife raped me.
I don't.
That's how you
I did that, but then some
only
girls
I
be looking like
I'm
like, you don't even deserve it. You don't even deserve
see,
it.
See, I don't do it for them. I do it for me.
Awesome.
I like doing
draw
it for me.
Fuck you,
we
gonna asshole.
Cuddle. We gonna cuddle. I'm gonna watch a few movies, and you gonna try to see what type of tip I'm on. Cause I'm vulnerable.
Whoa. Go ahead, girl.
I'm vulnerable.
Go ahead, Kurt. What you about to say, madam? I'm feeling your vibe today.
Next question, please.
I feel like everybody not supposed to know what your head is like either. Like,
really?
If I'm in a relationship, I'm gonna give it to you just as much. Nah, yes, I'm giving to you just as much as you give.
I'm in love.
Oh, just as much as you give to me.
If you think because we talking, you about to get some dough.
Why not?
Just because we talking. What's
ain't your vagina though?
That's your problem. That's something you like to do, and I am not going to stop you. Oh, wow. However,
I'm not going to stop you.
However,
who am I to say no to you?
Just because you do it to me doesn't mean
you got to know your quality of your work that you do in your bedroom, and I feel like
my shit terrible.
I let a girl record me either.
Yeah, I gotta.
My shit on the wish list.
But
That shit comes.
I'll let her record me do it. And she was so fascinated. Because I never did it again.
Had that bitch losing her shit like her. So you never
and I
never
said,
did that
she was like, I want you to do it. I said, you better watch that video. And she got mad. She was getting mad.
That's how you get shot, nigga. That's how you get shot. Me, I just like giving head. That's just me. I'm a thot.
I can do it sometimes.
The hot pocket.
Depends.
Only on for my wife, though.
Hot pocket.
I say I'm a thot. Oh. Only for my wife, though.
I think also, too, like when men be like, black girls don't really suck dick.
They don't.
No.
That's not true.
Totally.
They don't. That's why I like a white girl. White girls suck dick good.
Man, okay, now.
I'm sorry,
man. You make a bitch feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Make it feel
just pay the right bill, okay?
Not even that too.
Pay the right bill.
If you make a woman feel real good, she's gonna suck your dick without you asking.
I'm sorry, but I have yet to hear a black woman do this noise for me.
I have not.
Man.
Next subject.
I'd have been
when
like,
somebody, when she really likes you.
Yeah.
Well, you got me hopping in the seat like
she's gonna swallow you whole.
If I'm crying,
I promise you that.
I attest to that.
But if she like, you did it to me, so
I gotta
kinda
do
feel
it.
Obligated.
See, I get mad about
like,
that shit.
Like,
no, that's
how you
get
your shit like a fucking
saying,
cat.
Like,
okay.
That's why I be like, don't even open that can of worms if you ain't.
Fuck
you know
that shit.
Saying?
You ain't about to do the Sean Watson.
That's why I
said,
how you make her feel. You make a woman feel good.
That's how I'm like. I want.
See, I like a girl who likes sucking dick, a dick sucker, and I don't want you to suck dick because you think you have to. Like, fuck you, no. I don't like that. That's right to me. I gotta suck your dick because you gave me head. Nah, bitch, you ain't about to get me. You ain't about to get me. Now you're gonna say,
you
did it because.
Because, like, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you want my hook up at full potential, you might have to give me some head. Unless
this nigga motherfucker. I don't know. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Unless I'm just like really into you. If you want him at full potential, I need some neck.
You know what's wrong with y'all niggas?
Damn, why gotta be y'all niggas? I like giving head though. It's
like,
just
no,
say
no,
him.
I'm just saying, like, not even talking about Felicia.
In general.
Okay.
In general.
Y'all don't really. Y'all too busy trying to figure out what y'all getting out of it.
Yeah, talk to him.
It don't feel good to please nobody.
Yes, it does. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
It does. It does when
that's
you
the whole
know
point
she's
of like,
worth it. Some of them is not worth it.
But it's not our
like,
fault that you land
you
down with bitches that
you don't,
you
understand
don't really
that she's
to wake
not
up
worth
to.
It. And sometimes till it's too late, like, damn, man, I done took your ass all this shit.
Now we about to get into some serious. Go ahead. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why you're supposed
and,
to
and
get
and
to know the person
really
you land up
it.
With. Because
man, fuck all that shit.
I'm not even about to waste my time. If I don't feel a connection with you or we don't have that, I'm not putting my mouth on you. You can't even
that's
slide a, up in this. Like,
I get turned up by a woman. I get turned up by a woman.
You ain't about to use
me
to fucking masturbate. Fuck you, asshole.
For money off. If you ask me for some money off rip, I'm going to get turned off. And I know what this is. This is a business transaction. Our date is a business transaction. But if you chilling and you like, if I hit you up and I'm like, hey, let's go to the casino or let's go do something or you know what I'm saying? I'm at such and such. You want to chill? Now, if I ask you, I got you. And if you decline, be like, no, but then you hit me up tomorrow, meet me at Truth. Hell no. Who you with? I'm with my girls. Because I know you ain't going to no strip club by your motherfucking self. I'm talking about personal experience. Anyway, yeah. So, like, no, I'm not finna fuck with you. When I ask you to fuck with me, you ain't want me to do that. But you want me to come up to a strip club? No, I ain't with that.
I have a question.
I get you.
But isn't every relationship a transaction relationship?
In some cases, yeah, but it depends on if you like that female to be willing to make them transactions.
It's supposed to be a give and take, though.
Yeah.
What you give, what you receive.
It's not even that it's not a transaction. You're not specifically giving a person money for sex. That's hoeing.
But I'm just saying, is every relationship like that though?
No. Cause like if I say I like doing shit, so if I ask you to meet me at Top Golf, that's some genuine shit. Y'all, we gonna have fun. We go drink something later.
We about to go on a date where we can be intimate and we can get to know one another.
Right. But we can do that. Like, let's say this, for example, me and you married, or me and you married, or we all three of us married. And let's say this, all the bills are paid. I'm paying all the bills. You don't have to worry about shit. Don't something in your body be like, I want to fuck him.
You're getting slutted out when you get home. That's the whole thing. That's what I'm saying. You make a woman feel good and really secure is the thing. Fuck that love shit. It comes later. High five. Loyalty is.
I agree.
But you make a woman feel secure and safe. Mm-hmm. Bro, she don't nobody else exist. Don't
right,
nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a give.
She
like,
might
it's...
blow your ass on the way to the destination.
She gonna be doing.
See, the thing about me, like, nah, with me, on some real shit. Now,
that's why I be telling girls, like, I want
to
be in love.
On some
man,
relationship
all that love
shit with me, you yeah, don't try to cloud my mind with sex. Do not. I like sex, but don't try to cloud my mind with sex. If we have a good time, I don't want you to suck my dick on the way to the crib. No. Because right now, I'm thinking about going to play in Madden. So, I'm going to devour your ass later on. You on my agenda.
Yeah, but not number one.
I
number
like
three.
To be intellectually stimulated. You know I think that type of shit is sexy.
I was like,
1 plus 1 equals 2.
Like
1 plus 1 equals 2.
See, exactly. Damn. What's your sign?
No, but I like to be intellectually stimulated. I think that's really sexy. Like a man that teaches me something, like my dude could
like
teach me
too,
how to
like
invest in
pissed.
A certain stock. That type of shit
it's like
is sexy
world,
to me.
You know, the world go around the sun at an angle.
Really?
And it come back every time. Oh, man, I'm stupid. Years. But no, like, I'm sexually stimulated by the intellect. Like, you can't just always think you can fill up on me or creep up behind me with your dick on hard. Like,
no, you gonna know.
I think
but
my
see, like,
language is conversation. I think that's what it is. Like, if you can get my mind... Cause I can't fuck you if you don't.
Say
know
we staying together,
oh,
right?
I used to love you.
Then we
bro.
Staying together. I'll be on some shit like. Say we had okay. It's Saturday. We had a good Saturday night. Both of us ain't gotta do nothing Sunday. Sunday I wake up. I'm making peach cobbler. You like what you doing? I'm just in here cooking. You keep fucking with me. I'm like you know what? Later on I'm gonna eat this and your pussy later on.
Oh, I might eat your booty.
She'd be like, oh. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch,
like,
I ain't coming out Saturday. I see your hoes on Tuesday.
So, like I said, I'm a situational, conditional pussy. You go get it. Hey, it's just when I want
to
eat it.
Right. Like, I hate for a motherfucker to be like, you know.
I like that.
We're in a relationship, so, like, you obligated to suck my dick.
No, I'm not, bitch.
Well,
some days I come home from work, I would like a little attention. I'm going to make sure it's fresh. I ain't going to get no salty.
And that's
but,
fine.
You know
but,
what
nigga,
saying?
You
want like to
suck dick
attention.
Like you eat dinner every day. And it's like, no, bitch.
I want a friend.
My drawers are set up. Not built for that.
I want a friend. Like, a motherfucker like, I'm cool with. It's rare. It don't exist to me. I don't think that shit exists. But... That's my love language.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck alone when I want to be left alone. Fuck
yeah.
with nigga when I
want to
be
I want a friend,
with.
Too. Like, if you can understand
I want you
that,
to be my friend.
I'm on fucking PlayStation.
That's
like, I spent
that's
top dollar for this PlayStation 5. So, let me play this motherfucker. Book. You can chill with me. Wait, read a book. Mm-hmm. We're having 2 TVs. You can just chill and watch your TV while
that's
I play the game.
Like, nigga,
play the game. That's
you know
all
where to
I'm
meet me when it's time
for
it to go down.
Shit.
When you get in that bed, I know what time it is. Either you sleepy or you horny. Either way, I got
especially
you.
About 4:45.
But I ain't all in your face like, you know, unless I'm 4:45,
I'm on kickstand. You definitely finna get subbed because I'm finna go pee. You don't come back like she don't even know I'm finna fuck her.
Yeah, like my love language. I don't know what my love language. I just like being left alone.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay.
Like,
I don't know my love language. I don't know what that is. Please explain that. I've been asked that so many times.
Like she said, communication in her love language. Like she like to get talked to. Like to get mind stimulated.
What do you do for people to know, for your significant other to know that you love and care about them? I think that's
what you want to receive.
Love language. Okay, like I do like. I do like communication, and I like interaction, like, at places.
Like
I
public displays of affection type deal?
I don't give a fuck. If I'm fucking with you, we can have public affection.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like that, too, but...
And I ain't worried about it. I mean, some people be thinking
you
like,
don't want a bitch?
Yeah. No.
You want a relationship?
I do. No, I'm playing, but I do, but it's like.
You married? How you doing on a relationship?
No. It's like, not like that. I'm just saying like how my love, I think my love language is you got my back. Like, if I know you got my back,
okay, you
like,
know what?
On some real
add
shit,
that
I'm a,
too.
I'm
add
a
that,
loyal.
Add that too. Because a nigga, I ain't broke. You know what I'm saying? If I want to, I'll go to Mississippi and draw some shit. But I know my limits. That's why I have my shit in Mississippi. Because I know I'll have a woogie night and draw off some money here and be broke tomorrow at the casino. But anyway. But look, so I have my limits. But, like, have my back. I try, girl. Hey, I need $60. And I don't really need it.
You just want to see how hard you fuck with me.
Yeah, exactly. See how hard you fuck with me. If you leave me on red, I'm good.
But see, that's the thing about me.
Time limit within that accent, so you can't do that at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, but if you, I'm saying, if you, if you be like, yeah, we fuck with each other, but if you like, if you tell me like, hey, I ain't got it, or give me a respectable answer, then I can fuck with you. But if he be like, just leave me on red, don't say shit, then I can't fuck with you. That's just how
like,
I am.
I'm at, like, I'm like that, like,
because
like,
I know
girl,
it's a,
dude, like,
it's a, it's a,
me,
if I give you this, you go ask for this back. You know, I know it's that thing, and I gotta have you back when you ask for it. You see what I'm saying?
My love,
so
it's like a bank account, right? Yeah,
people.
I put in, you can't.
Yeah, if you help me out, then I help you out. But some people
right.
don't be getting that. You know what I'm saying?
People just be like,
stingy.
Right, you can't take out your bank account is negative, sir. Like, you don't got shit to.
But yeah, but give that person the respect of letting them know that. Even if they just trying to see how hard you fuck with them or what extent you fuck with them. If I ask you for something, either I'm asking you for it because I need it or I'm asking you to see, you know what I'm saying, can I trust you enough to fuck with you in that manner? And if you hold me, then you will never have to worry about that shit ever again.
Right.
But my love language is acts of service. I love to please my mate. Not just sexually, but a nigga could come in the house, yeah.
Oh,
like,
feed, oh my gosh, man.
A nigga
could
come
say?
In the house after having.
Yes.
A,
what'd you say?
Feeding you.
Feeding. Oh, yeah.
Like,
food.
I would love
if
to
you
kill
cook.
My nigga grapes.
Now,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
the chicken tastes like wood. You can
here,
keep
baby,
that.
I like making
my
significant
that.
Other feel good.
I don't want no
even
ranges
if you can't cook. If
exactly.
I know your ass trash and cooking, you trying to, like, you. I can see you trying. I'm like.
Yeah, I'll tell you to make me grilled cheese sandwiches all day.
Like, it sounds like you've been hurting. Lay down. Let me rub your feet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Nah,
and I hate dumbass questions.
Feet, but these temples or that.
Whatever. You know
I
what
I hate your coochie ate too, real.
I hate dumbass questions. Like, silence, though. Like, you don't know. Some females don't know how important silence is. Shut
oh,
the
no,
fuck up.
That be my problem
some
sometimes.
Some don't know either.
I know
I
how
get
to
quiet and motherfuckers keep asking.
Oh, I ask you, like, you good? Like, I'm straight. All right, cool.
So you saying you cool with the awkward silence?
Hell yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, like, it's cool.
And shit,
like, I don't like
it.
I'm a
thinker,
too, so it's like.
My nigga come in the room every couple of hours, like, you straight? You all right? What's wrong? Like, nothing. You good.
I ask you
right.
like that in between games.
And get the fuck on and go play his
after
game.
After I win one game, then I'm going to come out. You good? I'm about to smoke.
Yeah. All
right. Another game. You good?
Pretty much.
I'm about to smoke.
Just checking
like
on
me, like,
you.
Just be my dog. That's why I'm on my man to became no nothing or
you
no. You're
like, rough, rough. Arr, so, what do you niggas want from
not,
a nigga? No, I was just giving a DMX rap. That's
shout out to Earl Jones, okay?
Earl Simmons. You say Earl Jones?
I'm thinking about James Earl Jones. Fucked around and died. They come to America.
Earl Simmons.
No!
Darth
okay.
Vader died?
Earl Simmons. I'm
Darth
sorry.
Darth Vader died?
No, he
no, man.
He
said he died on Coming to
oh.
America, but he alive, man.
Oh, don't be doing
I called
that.
Him
my...
the wrong name. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Earl
Simmons.
Like, oh,
I'm
Darth Vader
sorry.
Died?
First man to drop two albums in the same year, 1997.
Duh. First nigga to drop this fucking album in a coma.
Strictly
fuck that.
My...
Let's talk about
well,
that. Like, nigga,
down.
Did you just drop a whole CD? You can't even move.
Oh,
man, you need no
my flesh, blood of my blood. That's what the second one.
Oh, I thought Darth Vader died. I'm like, damn, man.
They said his new CD hard as fuck, though.
Who?
DMX.
His what?
His new album. He got a new album out, and they said that bitch hard as hell.
He just dropped one?
They said he just dropped one while he was in the coma. Like, yeah.
What?
Yes, dog. I'm about to take the Tupac this man off fucking radio. Like, I can't. No, for real.
I can't look it up right now, but I'm about to go beyond that bitch. I want
to
hear that.
Somebody was listening to it this morning.
But back to what you were saying, like, with the awkward silence, like,
I started
asking a lot of questions once. Like, if certain events happened before, like, you was quiet, I'm like, something wrong? No. And then afterwards, like, you know what? I got something to say. Like, man, I asked you something. Don't shut the fuck up. I want to hear the shit. When I asked you to talk, you didn't want to talk. But you just said nothing was wrong with you, but something was wrong with you. So, yeah.
Yeah, see, like, sometimes I be, like, in these spaces where I don't want to be bothered. And there's nothing wrong with me. I just don't
having a moment.
I just don't want to talk. Like, this is just what
see, me and you, I love you forever. Wait a minute. Man, that should be fire.
I swear to God, I'll go right in my room shit. And close the door and be in that motherfucker.
You don't want to talk, think but I'm sleeping wrong, that motherfucker.
I'll be on the game all day.
Ain't nothing wrong, so you wouldn't come back.
I don't
like
be in the mood.
Said.
Right,
no,
right.
I'll be in the mood to talk. I'll come in the living room and sit next to you or something.
But I don't feel like talking, babe. Clutch.
But anybody that don't need to know.
Right, right.
So you wouldn't come back at what he said. You wouldn't come back with attitude later on. You know what?
Okay. I don't feel like talking. See, yeah. That, okay,
because then
cool.
I'm going to listen to what you, whoever that person is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you decide to be an asshole
and
I don't want to talk, then that's on you.
I'm going to listen to what you say, and then I'm going to take a walk. Because I'm going to be pissed off with the simple fact that I asked you
and that's my
what
point.
Was wrong with you, and you ain't say shit. Now you throwing some shit at me, so now I have to take a walk so I can process this shit, and I don't know when I'm going to be back.
Yeah, I might get in my high-pitched voice. Bitch!
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when I get really angry, I'll say some shit. Maybe that's.
Pierce your fucking soul. And at the moment,
yeah,
I don't feel remorse.
Yeah, that's
for
spicy shit. That's
but then I'll be like, damn, like, bitch, you ain't have to say that.
On my mind. That's long
I'm
time ago.
How not
that's
to
probably
do that.
Spending
I'm good
from
at being
with
evil.
This problem.
I'm just not. If that makes sense.
I understand completely.
I'm good at the shit. So if you want to go there, we're going to go there.
You said, I'm good at being evil.
I don't want
to fuck with her.
You're like a boo.
But for real, like, I can do some real, bro, I did some shit, and I planned it in the moment of me doing it. Like, I had it all planned out how I was going to do it.
See?
That's why you don't fuck with people. That's
crazy.
That's why I look at you as a sister.
Her vagina fire, too, because she crazy as shit. She crazy.
That's not pussy, that's yoni. You know, yoni got to go crazy.
Fire, I know it is, because she crazy as hell.
Anyway,
who planned out shit while they doing shit?
Right. No, because I be strategic.
Who planned out shit
while
I doing shit?
Yes, when I'm angry, I'm a different person.
Like,
see?
On some
definitely
fucked up ass shit.
Definitely don't want none
shit.
Of that coochie right there, boy.
It'll trap
you.
Crazy.
You
want to be with her forever, then she going to kill
you. You know, you make a biscuit butt naked.
Why about dude and laid up and had kids with? The motherfuckers that have 45 fucking different relationships. That won't leave that bitch alone. And it's not because of the kids.
I ain't even mean to be cooking biscuits
naked. Kids be 40
naked.
As hell. Like, you want something to eat?
If get rid of the kids to be with me, he would. Just put it like that. I ain't talking about literally getting rid of the kids. Like,
yeah,
he just
but
be so like,
if he can have you without them,
he don't really want to do shit.
Like, he always want to be a family type shit.
Yeah, he be want to be with me.
And fuck them kids.
So why you want to be with him? I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's
mind.
Not
straight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't go back.
Never mind. You don't go back one time and done?
Nope. The only person I'm going back for.
Okay.
Is your BD and he better be your husband?
I already married that nigga. I don't want to be there. I got somebody else on my roster.
So. Your cousin, the only motherfucker I double back for.
That's what I'm saying.
And who I just told you about. Mm-hmm. He's the only person because he a good ass.
Yeah.
I know how you're
he an asshole, but he a good asshole to me.
He good like, to me?
I try
to. Let me ask you a question. What about, okay, check this out. What about a female that say some shit to you that she really don't mean? Would you be like, okay. So like, okay. Someone told me to get out at 1:20 in the morning. Mm. So I'm like, you know what? All right, bet. Nah. Oh, you just gonna leave, bitch?
Oh, one of them type of hoes that'll kick you out and get mad when you got somewhere to go?
That's a kid.
What?
Like, bitch,
I feel
about
you,
to,
nigga.
I'm blocking you.
What is that, though? What is but that, dog?
A fucking...
I will say this on
behalf mental of capacity.
Women gotta learn that when you do tell a man something.
I'm gonna
leave.
Do it.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to do it.
You definitely have to watch what you say to me.
I know it's bullshit.
You stick with them. Oh, you don't like being hugged, or I ain't going to hug you no more.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Can I go?
Exactly.
Can I go?
You say something about a man, like, if you don't like me to touch you or something like that, I will not do that shit no more. You will not get no dick. I will not make a fucking move. I'm going to chill, and then I'm going to beat the fuck out.
I said it once to my ex, and he was like, so you know everything on you now.
That was just like instantly, okay, that he my nigga for that. Exactly, because you know what? I'm not making a move. If you want this dick, you better make a move. And let me know, consensual.
That's how my dude is. I told him, I really wish you shut the fuck up talking to me.
All
right. And that nigga was like, yeah, all right, bitch. Now I'm a mute. You hungry? Rolling this joint. Ooh. You, is you hungry? So then, you know, I return and reciprocate and be twice the asshole. Well, then motherfucker eat a brick for all I give a fuck. Now we both in here looking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point it has to stop.
Y'all don't know. Females don't know how much power you have until it's fucking too late.
That's why I'm like, I don't never want my man to feel like.
And the nigga, look, and don't think the nigga being a bitch, he just like, I don't
know what you're saying. I ain't gonna try to punk my nigga out.
Hell no. I see that, and I hate that. Like, a bitch better not never try to hold her nigga in front of me.
I don't like shit like that.
If you hold your nigga behind,
I'm going to jail because they're gonna believe you.
I don't want no problem.
I don't want these problems.
I don't like to see that shit either. Like, why you disrespecting him?
If you hold your nigga behind closed doors, and that's what y'all do when y'all out in front of other people, cool. But bitch, don't disrespect your man in front of me. Just like
my wife did that shit one time and she nigga, never did it again. I was like, don't do that shit. Because if I turn up, I'm going to jail.
Niggas like to beat on their bitches or snatch their bitches up. If that's what y'all do and that's the type of shit you allow, totally fine. But don't do that shit in front of me because I'm going to check you.
See, I get like that. Like when I get to that point.
I went back.
As a motherfucker who don't. Yeah, that's what I'm like. As a motherfucker who don't tolerate that kind of behavior and you don't say nothing. Oh, that's his woman. That's his business. No, it became my business when you did the shit in front of me, and I'm going to say something.
Oh, man. Before we go, we about to go in a minute. Before we go, I see two crackheads fighting outside of my house.
Oh, God.
It was the saddest, funniest shit in the world. I think I still got it on record. I recorded this shit.
Whose side did you take? You took somebody's side.
The dudes. I'm always on the dude's side, even though he was wrong and shit.
It was a female dude?
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. So it was when the first day was real sunny. What day was that? Like a whatever day. It was real hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all the windows open. I'm chilling, watching a movie, eating a sandwich. I heard, oh, don't follow me. Leave me alone. I'm like, the fuck? Oh, I'm thinking it's kids playing because I see a whole bunch of kids outside. I see this crackhead is running. And a nigga with a gold tee, with a like the gold tee with the little thingy on it. Bitch, get back here. I'm like, oh, shit. She was like, no. He grabbed her. Bitch, I'm tired of you. He did the Quavo swing. He was like, bitch. She was like, and she was like, and then how she dropped, she was like, And I'm like, damn. He was like, bitch, I should knock your head off. And I'm like, oh, I should save her. And I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. That ain't my bitch. I'm like, fuck that. What if she stabbed me?
Because that will happen. I don't do domestics, for real.
And then he was like, bitch, he smacked, he did one of them Ben's, Ben Bearders. Anybody who know Ben Bearders, one of them, he smacked the shit out of her neck. I was like, damn. He see me recording. He looked at me like,
I don't get to domestic arguments. I'm looking like, bro,
that's your girl, bro. Like, I ain't doing that shit.
I just had a couple arguments.
Crab brother Ben Bearded,
that nigga was like, and then my wife was like, you didn't help? Hell no, I didn't help. You had your pistol on you? Yes, I did. I ain't about to shoot a nigga over a bitch. Then she stabbed me. Then how the fuck I like get stabbed on my day off?
She
fucking
on you for saving her.
Yeah. Right. How the fuck I'm going to look like, hey, damn, God is real. Damn, I got stabbed on my day off. That's fucked up. I was like, I could have been at work to handle this shit. Nah, go ahead. Fellas, do not jump into a domestic violence. Right. Let her get her ass whooped. 99.9% of the time. Let her get her ass whooped. Because I know niggas who got killed because of that shit.
No, for real. Like, a nigga tried to break up a fight between him and his chick. I mean, a guy and his chick.
And a girl stabbed him.
Yeah. Like, it was.
I ain't with that. You ain't finna. I don't know, man.
You can't always be Captain Stable. I can't say that
because I'm not about to sit and watch.
She gonna be
no
right back sucking that motherfucker at the end of the night.
I've never been around it, but I don't condone it.
But I see niggas get killed over that stuff. So I'm like, I heard.
That
I'm
may
like,
be one time I get killed for some shit. But if I see it and I'm around it, I'm not about to let that shit go down.
Like, I can't just be out in the street just saying random.
And there's another thing about it. Oh, we got to go. We're going to end that on this note. We're going to talk afterwards. Don't smack your bitches, niggas, because it's... And
keep your hands to yourself.
No hoes and I'm around because we could be fighting.
And ladies, don't do shit to get your ass whooped.
You're not stronger than that man, okay? I don't want to be dropping a chicken wing to your side.
Your honor and
you been doing some wrong shit.
And I ain't even fucking you. You know what
and
mean?
Then you, the dude like, man, she cheated on me with my brother. Like, oh, that's why you whooping her ass. My bad, right. Bro. My
I'm,
bad,
I'm sorry. Let me explain. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. No,
whoop her ass, nigga. Because
I ain't losing no fight either.
Go ahead. We ended it right here.
Period.